Hello, art-loving viewers. In Timor-Leste, one of the world's youngest democratic nations, one group of young artists are honoring their craft, not only for their own careers, but also to shape the future of their country. Artur Morris, meaning living art in the Tetuan language, is Timor-Leste's first fine art school, cultural center and artists association, based in the capital city of Dili. In the midst of the nation's emergence from decades of instability and conflict, Artur Morris was founded in 2003 by a dedicated Swiss-Italian artist and his innovative spouse to provide a constructive tool in the nation's social and psychological recovery from a troubled past.
We came here in 2002 because we were very curious to see the newest nation at the time. We have been around in Southeast Asia for quite some years before. After having been traveling for a month all over the country here, what impressed us most was all the young people in the streets and not having much to do. But we saw some graffiti and we saw some signs of creativity and also talent all over the country. So we said, okay, here one could maybe do something and support and help these young people maybe to discover maybe their talent in the art. After all this suffering, we thought it's important for the young people to get to express themselves, because it's not also really the culture to talk a lot about the problems, but if you can paint or illustrate them. So we decided to contact or find young people to interest them to join a kind of an art community. Important is maybe that we live together and then we can exchange much better on a daily basis. Yeah, and then we started to offer courses. My husband Luca here was the major mentor of the school then, and he would pass on all his skills and his understanding of what art is about and why it's important to consider art as a very strong tool in a society, especially like East Timor. And then over the years, we got interest from different volunteers, I would say maybe from 25 different countries in the meantime. So they would come here and teach their skills and give their impressions, because also Luca said, you know, it's very important that they see also influences of other people. We would show art movies and about, let's say, history of art a bit and other interesting artists that have been living in this world before, that they can enrich their knowledge about the world in the art and the world in general.
Creating art has since been a way of empowering youth at Artur Morris, not only through creative expression, but also through sharing responsibilities toward the association's development. It is still all free of charge for the some 100 art students.
My art book, pen, work on ties, and this one too. When I make it, I feel like it's going to be too things here. One is paint and can be called mixed with the sculpture here. And here also paint and text, but it's about the culture, all about the culture here. I just want to show my traditional things and culture to overseas here, to everybody. It was work for 2 months here. Yeah. And this one is like 3 weeks I work on it. 3 weeks. My plan for the future, I really want to like become as an artist, yes, and I want like I have my own studio and my own gallery, so yeah, I want to be like as a Timorese artist.
The school called non-profit and free art school because most of the teacher or the trainer are giving classes for free to the student that coming in there, And also we provide free materials for the students that come and learn at the center. Mainly all the income that comes in is just to sustain the school and the artists, a little bit of income to look after themselves as well, to finance their life need, and also helping a little bit of the families. The principle of the schools really is just, in the beginning, is to spread the message of art around the country. Yeah, the principle is also to introduce the world of art to the young people, to start seeing that there is huge opportunity and area that could be also developed. Up to now, we have all around 125 students being graduated from this. They receive certificate. They have intensive course for 1 year in music, fine art, a photographer. Yeah, in these three subjects, artists give a positive expression to the young people to express themselves. We offer a chance for the young student to be able to express their emotion through art, which is they create something nice.
In 2003, Artur Morris was awarded the United Nations Human Rights Prize for promoting freedom of expression. Apart from growing international recognition, Artur Morris had also earned the support of then East Timorese Minister of Foreign Affairs and current President, Dr. José Ramos Horta. Supreme Master Television had the honor of interviewing His Excellency around the time that he was honored with the Shining World Leadership Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. During the interview, he spoke about Artur Morris as its longtime honorary patron.
Artur Morris is one of the best NGO, a private initiative in this country to foster art. It started by Mr. Luca and his wife Gabi, building up from zero an outstanding art school that engages hundreds of young East Timorese. They're doing fantastic work. I'm a patron, and whatever, whenever I can do to encourage it. I would hope, my dream would be that Artur Morris turn into become a formal fine arts academy, a formal fine arts school that is recognized and supported by the government.
Together we developed a concept for a peace campaign. So we painted banners, we developed slogans and made posters, and had even slogans on our cars to requesting that the country should reunite again. So whatever need and whatever problem we would have, he would come and look after us, and see that we would have a kind of a protection also towards what could come from outside against the school, since we hosted all these people.
Mr. Ramos Horta is the Nobel Prize winner in 1996. I think he's very keen to help also, because he sees that we are young generation that continuing his mission on participating, contributing in peace of the society. We are hoping art is going to be grow in East Timor, and we hope that it's going to be continuously participating in the development of this country and create peace building for the country.
Artur Morris is a civilian from Indonesian Museum in the past. So this building, and then the government in Timor-Leste to give this building for Artur Morris to do for the school, some space from the gallery, classroom, office, and library. So this is the classroom for the kids. One place from the kids, then one place is from the advanced classes. This is our room, another room from the space from the make some installation and some sculpture and some from the colors or everything here. In general, it is here space from the make frame and installation for another kind about art.
Since its founding, Arthur Maurice has grown as a cultural center, collaborating with a theater group and opening learning opportunities to the greater East Timorese community.
Another important thing was to show them also the outside world. Over the years now, we organized maybe, let's say, 10 exhibitions in Australia. For example, Sydney, Melbourne, Geelong, Darwin, Wollongong. And usually what we would do, we would contact, or let's say cultural institutions would contact us and offer, for example, an exhibition, possibilities for exhibitions. We had 4 exhibitions in Switzerland. And the first one was in 2006 at the UN headquarters, Palais des Nations in Geneva. Where we presented for the first time artworks from East Timor, and since it's also one of the youngest members of the UN in the meantime. Then we had another exhibition at the same year during the same trip in Zurich and in the Italian part of Switzerland. So, and then that the artists also would have always the possibility to meet other artists from other countries, and all of this they bring back to the country.
By encouraging East Timorese youth to reach into their own creative abilities while extending out into the International Arts Society, Arthur Maurice is nurturing leaders with firm visions and accomplishments. Eventually, the 30 original students, who are now the resident seniors, may assume complete management of the organization and pass on their knowledge to the next generation.
Since quite the beginning, we involved the students, or now the artists, in daily running of the school, the management, a bit of the daily work, that they also learn how to be more or less self-sustainable. Because for all these years we had donors, or we applied for grants. So respect your brush, respect your paint, because one day it's finished, and if we don't create a little income that we can buy again our supplies, we will not be able to work anymore. Luca had a very strong focus on teaching them how to recycle whatever you find. You can do out of almost every garbage, you can do art. Soon we are going to work on a project also about sea issues and beach issues. So what the sea can give us and what we have to do to protect it, or about what we have to be aware. With the art again, you can illustrate the problem and the beauty, and explain it to people who maybe still have difficulties to read or write, because through images you can make yourself very well understand. Yeah, but I think it's very important for them and for all of us to be very sensible about the issues of this world, about, you know, not to forget, you know, that this world is the only world we have.
For me, like, Arthur Maurice is like, you know, it's my life, yeah. Arthur Maurice is really important for me, because from Arthur Maurice I will develop my talent, my skill from here. And if not Arthur Maurice in Timor, I will not know my talent or my future, yeah. That's why Arthur Maurice is really important for me.
I believe that art is going to be give more or big positive impact to the society life, especially in development country and conflict countries. So I think here we start small, but the mission is that art can be participate more and more for the peace in this planet.
For more information about Arthur Maurice in Timor-Leste, please visit www.arthurmaurice.org. our appreciation and applause Arte Moris, its courageous founders Mr. and Mrs. Gansa, its supporters including His Excellency President Ramos Horta, and all involved in helping to build a more beautiful and stronger country. May the powerful vehicle of the arts uplift the spirits of their participants and bring joy and understanding to our world. Thank you, gentle viewers, for joining us on today's Enlightening Entertainment. Now please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. After noteworthy news, may heaven shower your life with peace and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.